Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, November 12th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers have added another quarterback to the roster. Matt Flynn, drafted by the Packers in 2008 and spent 4 years as the backup to Aaron Rodgers before leaving in free agency with stops in Seattle, Oakland, and Buffalo, was back in town Monday for head coach Mike McCarthy.
Well, Matt Flynn's here. He went to his workout this morning. Looks good. And that's really all I have for you right now. Everything else is a work in progress. I just came from the training room. A lot of the information that you need to make decisions is still coming in. So we're still trying to put it all together.
And they had it all together by dinner time, with Flynn expected to sign his contract on Tuesday to back up Scott Tolzien, who will be the starter for the Packers Sunday against the Giants in New York.
I think really you try to just minimize that. I think the priority is our locker room, and we're all competitors, and we're not here to lose. The goal is to win games, and we didn't get that done. And like I said, we look ourselves in the mirror and you get better, and that's the focus.
Offensive coordinator Tom Clements is kind of getting used to this, preparing a backup to start plan.
Kind of like the previous week, he didn't have any reps and very many reps in practice. It was all mental reps, and put a lot of time in preparing, watching film. But it's the bulk of the plays that he executed yesterday probably were the first times he's ever run them. So it's a credit to him. He did a good job.
Packers meet the Giants Sunday afternoon at 3:25 at MetLife Stadium. Monday night football wrapped up Week 10, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got off the schneid as they won their first game this season after dropping 8 in a row, 22-19 over the Miami Dolphins. Mike Glennon threw for 139 yards and a touchdown. The touchdown catch from offensive lineman Donald Penn on the old tackle eligible.
I've been lobbying for the playoff all year, and they finally put it in. I was lobbying for it last year too, but they finally put it in there. And it's a great play too, because I stay at left tackle and we run so much power. It's a good play. So I'm glad we were able to call and we were able to execute.
Bucks built a 15-0 lead, but the Dolphins rally behind Ryan Tannehill's 2 touchdowns, only to see Tampa Bay get the win in the fourth quarter. Miami falls to 4-5 amidst controversy, but head coach Joe Philbin said the performance had nothing to do with the off-field mess involving Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin.
Not at all. No, we had plenty of time to prepare for this game. I thought we had a very good week of preparation for the game. And the NFL, you have 16 games scheduled. There's no excuses. Again, they played better and deserved to win.
Martin left the team a week and a half ago over allegations that Richie Incognito bullied him, harassed him using vulgar and racially charged language. The owner of the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, says he plans to meet with Martin on Wednesday.
I'm going there, with an open mind, and I don't have a decision. What I want to hear, I want to hear the facts. And from the facts, I can then say, hey, were we right, were we wrong, or what have you? You can't just deal in speculation, and I will not deal in speculation.
And the NFL also investigating the incident in Miami. More NFL news. The Chicago Bears will not have Charles Tillman on injured reserve, designated to return with a torn tricep. And quarterback Jay Cutler also down again. Tried to come back from a groin injury, played in their loss to the Lions on Sunday, but then had to leave in the fourth quarter with an ankle injury. Coach Mark Trestman says Cutler will sit out this Sunday's game.
Just talking to the trainers and the doctors, the trainers this morning, if the ankle injury hadn't been an issue, there's no indication that Jay wouldn't have started and played this week.
And out of the NBA, where the Indiana Pacers improved to 8-0 by defeating the Memphis Grizzlies 95-79. Lance Stephenson with a triple-double for the Pacers, and he knew he was close.
That time I was like, man, I already got 8 assists. I knew I could get the rebounds. When I seen I had 8 assists, I was like, second half, I'm definitely going to get it.
And he got it with 13 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. The Atlanta Hawks beat the Charlotte Bobcats 103-94. Al Horford with 24 points. San Antonio 7-1, a 109-85 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. It was Boston over Orlando, 120-105. The Bulls beat Cleveland 96-81. Derrick Rose with 16 points, but left with a tight hamstring late in that contest. Houston Rockets needed double overtime to beat the Toronto Raptors, 110-104. The Denver Nuggets beat the Utah Jazz 100-81. The Jazz started this season very flat. Richard Jefferson in Utah now 0-8.
Guys are frustrated. We're not playing as well as we can individually. and collectively, and sometimes it happens. But, you know, I'm to blame. I'm not shooting the ball particularly well. But that's something that, you know, over the course of the season it happens, but it's just tough when it's happening when, you know, other guys aren't particularly shooting as well as they would like.
Portland Trailblazers beat the Detroit Pistons 109-103, and the LA Clippers get 25 from Blake Griffin and holding off the Minnesota Timberwolves 109-107. Milwaukee Bucks will be in Miami to take on the champion Heat on Tuesday night, but the Bucks will play without center Larry Sanders for at least the next 6 weeks. Underwent successful surgery on Monday to repair ligament damage in his thumb. The injury occurred in an altercation outside a Milwaukee nightclub 10 days ago. Bad news for the Bucks. College basketball. It was number 5 Arizona over Long Beach State 91-57. 14th ranked Gonzaga beat Colorado State 93-61. 16th ranked Wichita State handled Western Kentucky 66-49. And number 19 UConn over Yale 80-62. The UConn women, ranked number 1, defeated 3rd ranked Stanford 76-57. And the Marquette women opened with a 96-44 victory over Arkansas Pine Bluff. An attractive Tuesday night schedule in college hoops featuring the 21st ranked Wisconsin Badgers home opener at the Kohl Center against number 8 Florida. 17th ranked Marquette looking to go 2-0 hosting Grambling State. And at the United Center in Chicago, heck of a doubleheader in the Champions Classic. It'll start with number 1 Kentucky against number 2 Michigan State, and that'll be followed by number 4 Duke against number 6 Kansas. To the National Hockey League, where there was only one game on the ice, the Boston Bruins beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-0. Tuukka Rask with 28 saves. Bruins head coach Claude Julien says, yeah, that was a solid performance.
And that's what I think I liked about our team tonight. Like, our energy level was high, our alertness, our, you know, our anticipation. You know, you're right, our back pressure probably as good tonight as it's been all year, you know, and we've talked about that.
Costly defeat for the Lightning. Steven Stamkos, the team's leading scorer and the top point man in the NHL so far this season, will be out indefinitely after breaking his fibula after sliding into the goalpost in that game. In Toronto, the Hockey Hall of Fame opened its doors to 5 new members, including former Wisconsin Badger and longtime Detroit Red Wing Chris Chelios. Played well into his 40s, and he says it took an awful lot of hard work.
People made, you know, light of the way of my work ethic, and I say this because of the kids out there, and it's true. I trained hard. You know, I don't know if I trained harder than any other athlete, but I sure started earlier than everybody and probably did it longer than everybody. And for my trainer, T.R. Goodman, of 20 years, I thank him for that. Couldn't have done it without him. It was a love-hate relationship, mostly hate. It wasn't fun.
Joining Chelios into the Hockey Hall, Brendan Shanahan, his longtime Detroit teammates Scott Niedermeyer, coach Fred Shiro, and Geraldine Haney. And in baseball, Tampa Bay Rays outfielder Will Myers and Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez named the American League and National League Rookies of the Year. Myers beat teammate Chris Archer and the Tigers' Jose Iglesias for the American League honor. Fernandez held off the Dodgers' Yasiel Puig and St. Louis pitcher Shelby Miller to win the National League Rookie of the Year award. And the Atlanta Braves are moving out of Atlanta and into the suburbs. Braves president John Schuerholz says a new stadium will be built in Cobb County near the intersection of I-285 and I-75. Schuerholz says Turner Field needs millions of dollars in upgrades, and it's in a bad location, so they'll be moving to the burbs. And in college soccer, NCAA Division III National Tournament about to begin. The St. Norbert Green Knights, making the field as Midwest Conference Tournament champions, have a tough draw. They'll have to take on top-ranked Washington University, a 17-1 record, in St. Louis in their tournament opener on Friday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.